You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I am now joined by Macy to talk about their new EP, How to Say Goodbye. Morena, Macy, how you doing?
Morena, I'm well. How are you?
Nice. Yeah, I'm pretty chill, man. Pretty chill. I see you're taking some time off work to come talk to us, which I really, really appreciate. Slinging some coffees.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic.
I'm just, in between making coffees and serving customers, but
nice.
We make it work.
Nice, man. What are the customers like at your cafe? They pretty chill?
God awful. No, they're lovely. They're lovely.
Aren't they all, right?
Yeah, it's a nice little place. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice and chill.
Mm-hmm. Not too bad.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I hear it's pretty overcast in Tamaki at the moment.
Yeah, it's very... I mean, you're on Zoom right now, so you can see, but there you go.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, just grey skies.
We've got grey skies. We've got drizzle. We've got a moody, almost winter sort of day up here. But
mm-hmm. Well, I feel like that's perfect for your new EP, How to Say Goodbye, is it not?
Yeah, I mean... Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was sort of inspired by that kind of... that kind of weather from my trip to England.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was in the middle of summer, most days did look like this. So, yeah, it is kind of ideal, actually.
That's why I'm afraid to go to England, because I feel like all my preconceptions would just be confirmed.
No, but what I will
say is...
It's
like Coronation Street, the country.
It's a bit like Wellington, where you can't beat London on a good day, that's what I would say.
Okay.
There were some absolutely stunning summer days there that were pretty incredible. And a lot... I would say actually a lot hotter than it even gets here. I was like blown away by just how hot that city can get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Wellington or London?
London.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I wouldn't know, but I'll take your word for it. Your new EP, How to Say Goodbye, has come out very, very recently. How do you like to say goodbye? I like to say things like, you know, bon voyage, ciao. I think those are good ways to say goodbye. What's your favorite way to say goodbye?
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Later, Gator. No, I never say that. Kakitiano is a good one.
Oh, hell
if
yeah. Hell yeah.
Feeling confident. Yeah, I don't know. But maybe those two.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. Maybe that's the most common.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. Obviously, the EP isn't about literally saying goodbye. It's a more metaphorical thing about letting go, which we'll get into later in the chat. But I do want to ask. I saw a photo of you with a United video cap while strumming a guitar. You're from England, right?
Yes.
Yes. Did you grow up in Aotearoa?
Yeah, I moved here when I was 8.
Oh, fantastic! So was United Video a prominent part of your childhood?
Yes, every Friday night after school, we would go and get one new release each, and then two weeklies, me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be our Friday night, and then a Subway or a Pizza Hut.
Ooh, that sounds like a delicious time.
I don't know if you remember Civic Video. That was the one we actually more frequently went to Civic, which was this other rental place in Cambridge, which is now a coffee shop, I think. Yeah, they're all gone.
True. Yeah, they have. They really, literally all of them have. There was, I'm originally from Invercargill where we had United Video and Video Easy. And our United Video was the, I think, second last in the country, and it closed down last year. Yeah, it was real sad.
I heard about that. It was still there, wasn't it? Up until last year, which is incredible.
It was
still
remarkable.
High copies.
Yeah, they've become a post office, a pharmacist, and a video rental place, which is just incredible.
My God.
Yeah. And they were selling all sorts of things like Magic the Gathering cards and random stuff. But yeah, United Video is a classic stuff, a real classic time. The name Macy that you're using is a pseudonym you were eager to use for nearly a decade, as it was originally the name of a band you were in quite a while ago. How far did that project get?
Macy, and it was called Macy at the Fair, then it was called something else, and it was just called Macy.
Yeah.
I mean, we were called the Abbots for a while, because we lived on 99 Abbots Way in Remuera, sort of Mount Wellington area.
Mm-hmm.
And how far did we played at the... There was a jazz night at one of the... I can't remember the name of the place now, a bar that's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And our biggest show was to about 300 people there, packed out, and we just wore crazy outfits and played punky songs that we wrote within the space of about 5 minutes.
Nice.
And then we covered some Gorillaz, and it was a lot of fun. We didn't get very far though, because mm-hmm. it fizzled out quite quickly. But the name was always something I wanted to use.
Nice. What gorillas were you playing? And if you can speak on why it fizzled out, I'd love to know.
We were playing Feel Good Incorporated.
Oh, classic, yeah.
But like a rock and roll version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended because Jack, our guitar and bass player, decided he didn't want to do it anymore. I remember we were on Queen Street and he was like, lads, I won't do this anymore. And we all got a bit emotional and we were like, oh. And me and Taz didn't have the strength to keep it going together. So it just, yeah, fizzled out. Thanks, Jack.
who was anyone doing the kind of laugh effects for Feel Good? You know, yeah, 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 yeah. Anyone doing that?
I think Taz may have done that. I can't remember. It's quite a while ago now. This has been 2016, 2017.
Yeah, like 10 years
ago. Nearly 10 years ago.
Yeah, nearly, yeah.
Fresh out of high school. Crazy.
That's incredible, man. I want to talk about some of the tracks on the new EP. The beat on Midnight Lover kind of sounds like a meeting point between Uncle Cracker's Follow Me and the Beatles' Just the Two of Us. Were either of those at play here influence-wise?
What were we listening to for that one? We were listening to a lot of those old sort of country crooner records. I can't remember the name of this. There's one particular singer we were listening to, but like Chris, you're Chris Isaacs, you're sort of you're Johnny Cash, I think there's even a bit of Marlon Williams in there too, to be honest.
Sure.
if we wanted to have a local reference. But it was a lot of the country sort of country crooners, maybe a bit of Lana Del Rey. Yeah, so that's probably what we were referencing most, if that helps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure thing. I don't know why. I just felt like the beat on it was like dunk, 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 and it kind of reminded me of Uncle Cracker's Follow Me. I don't know why. And then I was like, oh wait, there's also the Beatles, Just the Two of Us from.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad that it took you to those places, because I do love both those artists. But yeah, I think that was quite a funny song. It just sort of fell out, and we were both in that kind of. We wanted to just tell a romantic story, but
The whole kind of theme of How to Say Goodbye is about letting go, and this year has been about letting go of a lot of things for you, including certain people and certain habits. 2024 was the year of letting go. What was 2023 the year of, and what do you hope 2025 will be?
Well, I think 2023 was also that year, because, you know, things take a while to be written and then come out.
Very true.
So, I wrote Midnight Lover nearly 2 years ago. You know, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2023 was... I just put out my album. I was writing a lot. 2023 was the year of growing up a bit, for sure. You know, it'd been such a lot's happened in the last 4 years. You know, my dad passing away and...
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
A lot of big stuff there. So, I went through that and I think, yeah, this year's been a new stage of like understanding all of those big life events and like looking at them from a new lens.
Mm-hmm.
So less anger and reaction, more understanding and compassion to little Harry, to myself, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this year's been. And I hope next year is a year of acceptance and expansion. That's what I hope.
And maybe a little bit more
in all
more
aspects of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little more joy, but like not even just in music. I mean just
in general, yeah.
Me as a human being. I hope I just like my capacity grows and I'm sure it will.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's a very beautiful sentiment, man.
Yeah.
The video for More Than a Minute is shot to look like a one take. Pony.
It is a one take,
right, because it features you slowly walking around what I assume are the streets of Tamaki. So it was indeed a one take.
No cuts.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Did it take a lot of rehearsals to get that on fleek, or was it kind of just a one?
We did a couple. Mm-hmm. One rehearsal and then did about, I think, 10 or 11 takes until we got one that felt really good,
mm-hmm.
which was the one I picked.
Nice.
I kept mucking up the... Because I had to sing the song double speed because it's all in slow motion.
Yes.
There was a certain point in the song where I would say the wrong lyric, so we had to do it a few more times, right at the end of the song. I would, like, instead of saying think, I kept saying halfway between think and feel, so I'd say feel or think, and it just didn't look right. It was quite annoying. Anyway.
That's good. It's interesting, because in that video you're walking around the general public, there's people walking kind of by you. Do you ever get self-conscious when you're doing stuff like that in public?
Oh, God, yeah. It's very odd.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you're a family that's out to go for a nice meal, and suddenly a huge camera and a man and stumbling backwards, and then some random dudes singing very quickly. You know, it probably looks very odd. So you do think about that. But yeah, by the ninth take, I was getting pretty used to having weird looks.
Yeah.
And people going, whoa, hey, yo, you know, like shouting stuff at you. But yeah. You just have to try and, like, block it out and go for it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll do more stuff like that in the future with your music videos? In public?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite parts of it is sinking my teeth into the visuals. I think it's really important. So, yeah, there'll be loads more of that.
Cool, man.
I guarantee it.
Cool. I really appreciate your time this morning, Macy. I'll touch on a few more things here. Do you have any shows that you want to plug, and what is next for you music wise? You going to be working on an album for the next few years, or what are you thinking?
Shows. I've got a show in 1 week at the Tuning Fork on the 16th. Cool. Sorry, is that noisy?
We're chill.
At the Tuning Fork. Called The Picnic. That's on the 16th. Me playing with a bunch of other awesome Kiwi bands and artists. And then I am playing a certain festival over the new year, and I can't really say what it is yet because it's not been announced, but that's happening. And a little mini, like, acoustic tour is in the works, which I can talk more about soon. But yeah, just keep an eye out on the old Instagram and whatever for me.
Cool.
And that's where I'll be sharing all that information. Yeah, lots of shows.
Where can, with your mini tour, will you be braving down to the South Island to Waipounamu?
I think it's going to be more like all over the North Island for this one, just budget-wise. But I mean, I may get as far as Wellington.
Nice.
I've never played Wellington, which would be kind of cool. I don't think I've ever played there.
True.
I've been all the way to Dunedin, but somehow I've skipped Wellington, so.
Oh, wow. Do you think you'll even make it back to Dunedin for a show, or maybe not?
Yeah.
Okay, me.
No, I'd love to. Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I was there end of last year for the album tour, and I loved being down in Dunedin. I think I played at JB Hi-Fi in Dunedin.
Well,
yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think it was in September or something. It was quite fun. Yeah.
Oh, crack up.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon...
What was your other question? You said...
Oh, yeah, what's next for you musically? Do you reckon you're working on an album now, or what's the go?
Oh, right. Yeah, so shows, that's all happening. And then, yeah, it's basically... I've got, like, nearly 100 songs probably sitting around from the last 3 or 4 years of writing. And I can't wait to start. Yeah, I want to do another big project. I want to do another album. So I'll be diving into those demos, and I also want to go away for a little trip for a couple of weeks and, like, you know, lose the phone and the internet and just go with a close friend and artist and just, like, write. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Cool, man.
Yeah, so I should have new music next year and just keep cracking on.
Mean. Nice. I appreciate the output. It's good.
Thanks, bro.
Very, very consistent. Now, yeah, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning. I hope the rest of your day is very chill. You don't get any horrible customers. I know that's something that sometimes happens.
Fine.
But yeah.
Thank you so much, bro. Lots of love.
Of course.
And kakite,
man. Awesome. That was Macy. We're chatting about their new EP, How to Say Goodbye. Here is Midnight Lover from Macy. You're listening to Radio 1. I'll see your lovely folks very soon. Bye.
crowded street, led me like a child, whispered secrets in my ear.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.